Thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange. Wildlife is topic one, specifically black bears. With the winter over, bears are more active again, increasing the odds of seeing one if you're out in the forest and maybe elsewhere too. Oregon Fish and Wildlife is well acquainted with the animals and ways to stay safe and apart from them. Beth Quillian is West Region Public Information Officer for ODFW and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Beth, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It does seem like this is the time of year when both people and bears get active again. Is it safe to say that encounters can certainly and probably do rise this time of year?
Definitely. This is the time of year where most bears are out of their dens. They're coming out of that that time of year when they're a little less active and they are looking for food, you know, starting off probably with spring greenery, but if they remember that they've gotten food from trash or something last year, that's also straight where they're going to head to next.
Over the course of a year, do you get many reports of people encountering bears?
We do. We have a lot of different bear encounters. A lot of them are, you know, related to bears getting into trash or other things around people's homes, especially in forested areas. And a lot of them do also come from people seeing bears on Ring doorbell cameras and that kind of thing.
That's true. I'd forgotten about that part of it. Has that side of things increased a bit since the more of those have gotten installed?
Yeah, definitely. It's been interesting because we certainly get more reports of wildlife, everything from bears to cougars, and people are just now seeing these animals that have probably been there all along, but they're now capturing them on their doorbell cameras at 2 or 3 in the morning when they're normally not looking outside.
Right. Is that helpful to you at ODFW at all? I mean, do you have a better sense for where animals are now?
Yeah, that is definitely helpful, especially when it comes to human-wildlife conflict. Knowing where animals are passing through, that gives us information to help encourage people to take the steps to keep those bears safe and avoid them getting into trouble.
I'm going to take a wild guess that there are probably a lot of people you don't hear from, people who may see bears off in the distance, but it was not an incident and they saw no cause for reporting the encounter.
Yeah, that's probably true.
All right, so now when we get to problem bears, and you mentioned in trash, we had a visitor to my neighborhood a couple of autumns ago who kept slashing trash cans. What is the threshold for action? At what point does ODFW step in and take some action to keep the bears from being a problem?
Yeah, that's a good question, and really it depends on the specific situation. It depends on the bear, and usually that's the local district biologist. If they're informed of the situation, you know, they're keeping tabs on it and making the decision on what steps need to be taken. And like I said, it depends on the bear. If the bear has started to lose its fear of people, or if it has become aggressive in any way, then that's typically when we will step in and have to, you know, take some action to help keep people safe, because that's a top priority too. We want bears to stay safe and stay wild, but we want to protect people as well.
So when you do step in, what kind of action does ODFW usually take?
Usually when a bear is habituated, it's lost its fear of human, or it's become used to or conditioned to receiving food from people. Unfortunately, that often leads to bears becoming aggressive and putting people or pets in a dangerous situation, and we will lethally remove that bear.
Lethally remove, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
We do not typically relocate bears. It's very rare that bears are relocated in Oregon. It's very hard to relocate bears, and often if you move a bear even miles and miles and miles away, we have evidence and stories from previous situations where they have come all the way back.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's a reason for not keeping them alive out there. All right. Beth Quillian's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, West Region Public Information Officer for ODFW, the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. We're talking about bears and bear encounters. We have a few minutes left. If you have a question you want to ask or a comment you'd like to make, join us by email at jx@jeffnet.org. Let me back up a step. Before the bears become problems, let's talk about people and their interactions. Are there some legal restrictions on what people can do to or for bears?
Yes, it is. It's actually against the law in Oregon to feed bears and other wildlife, whether that's intentional or not. And that's a good point to talk about, is that sometimes feeding might be intentional. Someone is actually leaving food out for an animal like bears or deer or whatever it is. But oftentimes it can be accidental too. And one example of that is bird feeders. Bears also love birdseed. It's very high calorie, and that's a really easy meal for them. So it's important to remember, especially this time of year when bears are around, then it's a good idea to take your bird feeders down at this time of year if you're somewhere where bears are hanging out. Birds have plenty of food available, especially in the spring, so that's not a worry for them.
So should the bird feeders be more of a wintertime thing when there isn't a lot of other food available for the birds?
Yeah, that could be. And it's good to just keep tabs on what's going on in your neighborhood. If you know that bears are around, then, you know, make that decision on whether to have bird feeders up or not. And you can take some other steps to support other wildlife, you know, plant native plants and that kind of thing. And you can still enjoy seeing the birds without also providing the opportunity for bears and other critters to get into the feed as well.
I think I heard the word deer in there. So it's against the law to feed them too, as among the wildlife you're not supposed to feed?
Yeah, it's never a good idea to feed wildlife, really. You know, whether you're attracting deer, if you have a bird feeder, one, you're attracting more than just birds. It can congregate wildlife. You might have deer that show up as well. And when you're congregating wildlife of any kind, it can cause issues. It can lead to the spread of disease. Feeding birds, too, at different times of year, there's different diseases that can come and go, salmonella and that kind of thing. So if you are feeding birds, definitely clean your bird feeders regularly. And, yeah, wildlife have specialized diets, too. So it's really important to just let wildlife continue eating what they would naturally and not provide things that are outside their normal diet, whether that's the deer, squirrels, bears, or anything like that.
Okay. Beth Quillian, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange from ODFW, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, as we talk about black bears in Oregon and encounters with them on the rise this time of year. So I hear you loud and clear about don't feed them, don't feed your pets outside, and birds for that matter, too, to put out things that attract the bears. The garbage thing gets to be an issue, though, because it's not like you can keep that in the house all the time.
Right. That can definitely be a challenge, especially if you live somewhere where the option for a bear-resistant container is not possible through your trash provider. But there are ways that you can try and secure your own trash. And if you aren't able to kind of retrofit your trash can, or if that's not allowed with your garbage provider, you know, at least try and secure your garbage until the morning that trash is taken, you know, instead of rolling it out to the driveway and putting it there overnight. Maybe if it's possible to leave it in a garage where it's secure until the morning of, that's great to just take it out the morning of pickup and not the night before.
When are bears most active? I never thought about that part of it.
Yeah, normally dawn and dusk and during the night are going to be the times where they're more likely to be out and about.
Okay, so yeah, if you wait till daylight to get the trash can out to the curb, that might be the one step you need to take to keep them from getting to your garbage.
Right.
And it's not just the trash cans. This is one that I think I just first learned about a couple of years ago, but barbecue grills that stay outside. This is an interesting realm.
It is. Yeah, bears actually have a really incredible sense of smell. They can smell food over a mile away. So even just a little bit of drippings left on the grill can be something that will attract them. And also, bears actually, they remember where they found food before. Like I mentioned earlier, if they found it in trash cans, whatever, they actually pass that knowledge down to their young. So it's teaching the next generation of bears where they can find food in a not good way. So by feeding just one bear, it can affect multiple generations down the line.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. Oh, okay. So, yeah, if Mama Bear discovers the grill, there's a good chance she's going to bring her cubs along, too.
Exactly.
Wow. So, and I see one of the recommendations at ODFW is also to make sure that you talk to your neighbors. I mean, don't be the only one to deal with the bear issue in your neighborhood. If you know they're there, ask your neighbors if they've seen them, too.
Absolutely. A community effort is really the best way to go about resolving or preventing conflicts with bears. You know, it can take just one person in the neighborhood who's not securing their trash or is intentionally feeding that can cause problems for everyone in the neighborhood.
If you do know that somebody's intentionally feeding and you don't feel like you have a relationship that makes it a thing for you to approach them and say, hey, could you not do that? What's the logical next step?
you can definitely give your local ODFW office a call and talk to the biologist there. They'd be glad to speak with you and take that information, and then the biologist would potentially work with OSP to resolve that situation.
Okay. Now, outside of neighborhoods, I mean, if we're just in the bears, you know, neighborhood, and we happen to come face to face with them, what are we supposed to do?
If you see a bear and it doesn't see you, don't approach it. Just stand still, maybe enjoy the moment, and then start quietly backing away. And if the bear does see you, just back away slowly. Just let it know that you're there. Make noise. Also, if you're just out for a hike or something and you're on a trail, make noise. You want to give wildlife the opportunity to know that you're there. And if a bear does approach you, stand your ground, wave your arms, yell, "Hey, bear," until it leaves. And if the bear keeps approaching, if you have bear spray, you can use that. And then in the very rare event that you are attacked by a bear, you want to fight back aggressively. Do not play dead.
Ah, okay. All right. That's really good to know. I hope we never, ever, any of us get to that point. And then bear spray itself, our final question, where are good places you recommend that that be kept handy?
Yeah, you can find bear spray, first of all, at any sports store. I've even seen it at Costco before. So if you're looking to buy it, you can check those places. And then keep it handy. Keep it ready. If it's at the bottom of your backpack, it's not going to do you any good. So clip it on to, you know, the strap of your backpack. Have it somewhere where you can bring it out at a moment's notice.
Okay. Beth Quillian is West Region Public Information Officer at ODFW, the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, giving us the seasonal warnings about there are bears out there. Beth, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.